Omens that did not augur well. James White was experiencing symptoms that warned of the approach of another stroke, and he was terrified. He wrote of what he had experienced early in the year when he hoped to divest himself of some of the responsibilities he was carrying. In January last, we appealed to our people for 6 months' rest from perpetual labors and cares. General conference was called a month in advance, that the necessary arrangements might be made for our much-needed rest. And in the face of our appeals for entire rest for a season, fourfold burdens were coolly put upon us, then a resolution was passed voting us rest. We have not, however, found an hour's rest, Ibid. He referred then to the kind of help he hoped to see come to Battle Creek. Not ministers, who were few in number, he did not want to see them burdened with matters of finance as he had been so long, but businessmen. He named some he would like to see there: H. W. Kellogg, of Vermont; H. B. Stratton, of Boston; Ira Abbey, of New York; King, Fargo, Root, McPherson, and Palmer, of Michigan, Ibid. He clarified his concept of the relation they might take to the work, making Battle Creek or its vicinity their place of residence. He saw such men who had made a success of life, who would settle nearby, acting as counselors and helpers in all matters pertaining to the advancement of the cause. If this could be, and if 20 or 25 of the very best families could come and do the work that the ministers should not be asked to do, he would be willing to remain in Battle Creek. But the kind of sweeping changes he was calling for could not come about overnight. In his editorial in the next issue of the Review, he continued his pleas. He closed his editorial thus: "In view of these facts, sensible Christians will justify our efforts, in our worn condition, at the age of 50, to either call around us suitable help, and those who will have a good influence, or to leave the work at Battle Creek to fresher and more able hands." Ibid, August 8, 1871. On August 22, almost in desperation, he inserted a back-page review note, filling half a column entitled "Men Wanted." He explained that the men who should come need not at the outset feel that they were prepared to fill positions they were not qualified for. But he explained, "We want our most reliable men and their families at headquarters. 1. To add to the spiritual interests of our religious meetings, and to give a better tone of spirituality at the Office of Publication and the Institute. 2. To serve as counselors, trustees, and directors, and hold up the hands of those who have long borne double burdens and responsibilities in the cause. 3. As fast and as far as possible, those who are competent to do it, to work their way into the business and mechanical branches of the work, so as to release as soon as possible from serving tables some who should be giving themselves wholly to the Word of God, and to prayer. Men are wanted at headquarters to give character to the work, that our people everywhere may have undoubted confidence in the management of our institutions. Then they will open the hand wide in charitable donations to sustain the work of God." Ibid, August 22, 1871.